Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay? It's Carrie, ma'am? Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We've been talking about the big, beautiful bill. We're asking you right now on the YouTube live chat poll, should the House pass the Senate's big, beautiful bill? Yes or no? We got 183 votes in right now. We need to keep them coming. Let's talk to the congressman about him. Darren the Hood joins us once again. Thank you, Representative, for being here. Illinois 16th District Representative. Tell us what we need to know here in St. Louis, a lot of Illinois listeners as well, about this bill that is in front of the House.
Well, Annie, thanks for having me on. Always good to be with your listeners. Annie, if you go back and look at why President Trump got elected overwhelmingly last November, I believe it was for two sole reasons. One, fixing the economy, and then also addressing the unmitigated disaster at our southern border. And I believe the president is doing everything on the border to fix that. On the economy, inflation is way too high. Interest rates are too high. People can't afford things. This bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill, will go a long way to help put more money in the pockets of working class people in southern Illinois and Missouri and across my district, but also reduce taxes on working people. And so this bill addresses many of the things involved with fixing the economy, lowering energy costs. And so I believe this will move us in the direction of giving rocket fuel to the economy. Remember, in 2017, under the first President Trump Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, we had the best economy in my lifetime. We moved 6.5 million people out of poverty, record low unemployment, higher wages. And so this bill, while not perfect, I wish it cut a little bit more spending and reduced the deficit, is going to be very, very good for the economy and working people.
I have a listener who commented here on our YouTube Live, says, thumbs down, fix it or break it up and pass smaller, beautiful bills. Why does it have to be one big, beautiful bill?
Yeah, so good question, Annie, and good question from your listener. We are doing this through reconciliation. While we did win the House and the Senate and the White House, we didn't win the Senate by 60 votes. You have to have 60 votes to avoid a filibuster. So we get one time of year to do reconciliation. This is a Republican-only bill. What that means is because we do it through budget reconciliation, we don't need 60 votes in the Senate. It's just a majority. And as you saw yesterday in the Senate, it was a 51-50 vote with J.D. Vance casting the deciding vote. This is a Republican bill, but this is what we ran on, and that's why we're doing it the way we can't split it up, because you only get one shot at reconciliation. And so there is a number of big things in here. Securing our southern border by making the executive orders that President Trump put in place earlier this year, making those laws. We're making President Trump's historic tax cuts permanent. We're bolstering our military. We're eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse. We're reforming Medicaid so that able-bodied adults can no longer be on Medicaid. We got to move them into a job. So it's a lot, but it's our one time to fulfill those campaign promises that President Trump ran on and we ran on as Republicans.
So Congressman Darren LaHood, Illinois 16th District Representative, talking with us right now. You can't use reconciliation to do these bills sequentially and separately. Has to all, because you get one shot at it?
Exactly. You probably said it better than I did. Yeah, we can only do reconciliation once. We can lump a bunch of stuff together to avoid the filibuster in the Senate. And that's what we've done here.
Honestly, I'm glad you brought that up because I understand the reconciliation process and have, well, I don't know if I understand it. I'm aware of it. I'll put it that way. But we've been talking a lot about it, but I don't think that the messaging has been out there as much that you only get one shot at this year to do that at one time, which is why all of this has to come together. A lot of people are saying do smaller bills. That's a great reason why you can't do smaller bills. One of the things that I've also heard other people championing about this bill, they keep talking about how it helps school choice. I'm not sure how aware or well-versed you are on the school choice aspects of this bill. Can you give us some information?
Absolutely. So I'm a supporter of school choice. I believe that parents ought to have the option to send their kids to the school of their choice and be able to use their tax money to do that. What we've put in this bill is a provision that allows for school choice across the country. Now, I'm going to get into the weeds a little bit here, but because of the rules of budget reconciliation, what we can and can't do, it allows states to opt into school choice and then to be able to do that. So we can't blanket and mandate that every state does it, but we allow states to opt in. If you opt in, then there's going to be a federal program up to it's going to be a fund of $10 billion that will allow parents in states that opt in, and I assume it'll be a lot of Republican states, that then they can allow their children to go to the school of their choice. What we've seen anecdotally and with clear evidence is in many of the District of Columbia is a good example where school choice has been used in limited areas. Kids are better off. They're better educated. They're more likely to go to college if they're able to have school choice.
Amen to that. In the blue state of Illinois, if Governor Pritzker gets a third term, don't know that we'll be able to enjoy those benefits anytime soon. SALT is something that's been talked a lot. Usually it's discussed regarding New York because it seems as though the representatives in Congress who are fighting hard for this are a lot coming from New York. For Illinoisans, people in your state and mine, where is the SALT deduction status right now? And what's your take on that as a red Republican in a blue state like Illinois?
Yeah, well, our taxes are way too high in Illinois. When J.B. Pritzker was before the House Government Oversight Committee several weeks ago, I brought up the statistic that Illinois, unfortunately, says the second highest state and federal tax combination anywhere in the country, second highest of all 50 states. So our taxes are high. Property taxes are way too high. The SALT is an acronym, Andy, for state and local tax deduction was what it is. It's called SALT. And it's used by blue states to put in a deduction so that they don't have to pay state and local taxes that are very expensive. But I am not in favor of raising the SALT deduction. Only because I don't think we should be bailing out high tax states, states like Illinois, where Governor Pritzker raises your taxes, or Governor Hochul raises your taxes in New York, or California, or Governor Newsom raises your taxes. This allows them to continue to do that by giving people a tax deduction. I understand why they want it, because it helps them in high tax states. I don't think taxpayers across the country should be bailing out rich people in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut or Illinois.
Yeah, 100%. We're speaking with Congressman LaHood. A lot of people, especially the folks I talk to here as I sit in Missouri, say Illinois needs to fix their tax problems. Missouri doesn't need to fix Illinois' tax problems. And when you've got a governor, J.B. Pritzker, a supermajority of Democrats in your General Assembly, it's hard to do that. I'm just going to ask you, because your name keeps getting floated around in conversations I'm having for a potential candidate for governor, do you think that you could be a part of trying to get those taxes back into a respectable place for Illinoisans, maybe in a statewide office?
Well, there's no doubt J.B. Pritzker has to go. I think he's been a disaster for the state. We continue to hemorrhage people out of our state. We have record out-migration. We're literally number one of all 50 states on people that are leaving our state because of our high taxes. We also have 500,000 illegal immigrants living in Illinois because of our sanctuary city, sanctuary state policy under J.B. Pritzker. Now, you would think 500,000, that's a lot in a border state, but we're not a border state. So it's absolutely ridiculous. And so, yes, we need new leadership there. Annie, I just got sworn in as the 16th District Member of Congress last January. I'm here in Washington, D.C., fighting for this one big, beautiful bill. I have a job to do right now. I love the job that I have right now. I serve on Ways and Means. I serve on the Intelligence Committee. There'll be a time and place for politics at a later time. But I've gotten a lot of encouragement from smart, bright people and constituents that think we ought to have a good Republican candidate. So we'll give it some thought and make a decision at a later time.
Well, I'm going to be watching for that decision. I would love to see you in that position and love what you're doing there for your constituents. One of the few districts in the state of Illinois that has some common sense with a Republican leader. Last question before we let you go, and we appreciate your time. You expect the bill to pass, the big, beautiful bill to pass and be on President Trump's desk on July 4th.
Well, that's what we promised, is to get it done by the 4th of July. That's what the president's asked us to do. And so we're working hard. We're in D.C. today. We're here yesterday. We're on the House floor. We're working to get this done. And the other thing I just want to mention, Annie, is what we're doing for working people in this bill and what the president ran on. No tax on tips. So that's for our waitresses or our maids. No tax on overtime pay. No tax on car loan interest. Tax relief for seniors that are on fixed income with Social Security. President Trump is fulfilling his promises. This isn't, if you listen to Democrats, oh, this is tax breaks for rich and rich people. It's in fact not true. First time ever a president is focused on the working class and letting the private sector flourish. So I'm excited for the opportunity to get our economy back on track. Like I said at the beginning, failure is not an option. We need to get this done today or tomorrow at the latest and get it to President Trump by 4th of July.
Congressman LaHood, you represent Illinois well. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Annie.
Take care.
Happy 4th of July.
Yep, you as well. Happy Independence Day. Congressman Darren LaHood, he is the representative for Illinois' 16th District, member of the Ways and Means Committee, House Intel Committee, Select Committee on the CCP. He didn't say no to the governor thing.
No. It's not a no. And a no is not a yes.
No politician should ever, if like, would you like to be governor? And they're like, are you kidding me? I'm not qualified. No, they're never going to say that. He certainly would be qualified. He'd be way more qualified than the disaster that we have right now in the governor's mansion. I don't know if he knows where the governor's mansion is. Chicago. His mansions.
There's mansions.
His toiletless.
Yeah.
You know how many people told me when I asked about giving me home building advice? They're like, make sure you don't put too many functioning toilets in there. I'm like, okay.
It's good advice.
It is good advice.
In Illinois. That needs to be brought up more often. Anytime we talk about Illinois tax, especially property taxes, that the governor did that to avoid property taxes.
And you know what the difference is between Governor Pritzker and Donald Trump? Donald Trump was on the debate stage with Hillary Clinton, and she's like, oh, you just want to help out your friends and blah, 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 about like the tax codes and how the economy works. And he's like, are you kidding me? He's like, I'm the best person for the job because I know how to use the system to benefit me. I know the places, and of course I'm going to use the system to benefit me when the law is put in place by your buddies that they use to benefit themselves. I'm the one who will stand up here and admit that I do use that for my benefit. To the point that Dave Chappelle was like, that dude's a thug. Like, that dude is on the stage of Saturday Night Live, and he's like, that was stone cold, where Trump is like, yeah, I use it, and I'm happy to stand here and say that I do. And he called out the fact that Hillary wants to make you think she's like the Sunday school teacher who is looking like, shame on him. He's so greedy. Do you see how he's using those laws to his benefit? And then he's like, you be in jail.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah. That's like the Olaf version of what happened in that debate, if you know, you know. But that is a situation where you have Donald Trump going, yes, I'm not paying taxes that I don't have to pay. You think that's somehow patriotic? Hillary, are you paying taxes that you don't have to pay? Of course she's not. J.B. Pritzker's like, wink, wink, nod, nod, I only need one functioning toilet. And we're like, doubt it. He's gaming the system that he's imposing upon other people in his state and running from it. Trump's like, here I am. You don't like it? Change the law. Mm-hmm. That might be a quote.
But J.B. Pritzker does a lot of hard-hitting interviews, though.
I am not sure about that.
I've seen him on some podcasts that were, actually, they were pretty friendly. Never mind.
Have you seen him on a podcast?
I have.
Which one?
They were like...
Not the Annie Fry Show podcast.
Oh. Illinois Friends podcast
or
something.
Yeah, I remember. Like the two ladies or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, that was a couple months ago.
What's the podcast, the Sweaty Balls one? That's a radio show.
That's a fake radio show.
I know,
show.
But what is it?
That's from Saturday Night Live.
I know. What's the name of the show?
Oh,
I know,
man.
What I'm talking about. I just don't know the name.
Well, it's not Sweaty Balls.
But that's everybody knows the turtlenecks that go along with Anna Gasteyer and
Molly Shannon
doing an NPR show. It's an NPR show.
It pretty much is.
I think that they say it.
Do they? I don't know.
If you've never listened to NPR, just one time listen and you'll think it's a parody. I shouldn't. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.